Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's PeopleYouShouldMeet.com teleseminar called How to Live Your Life on Purpose. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the line this evening. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Liz Cashin. But before I do that, I just thought I'd take a few moments up front to let you know how this call will run this evening, particularly if this is your first PeopleYouShouldMeet.com call. Literally, we'll be on the call for around about 1 hour. And over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Liz a whole series of questions on our topic. Now, I'll be asking some of my own questions, but the vast majority of questions will have actually come from questions that have been submitted through the site prior to launching the teleseminar. So what I do ask you to do is to listen out for your question, but even if you don't hear your own question asked, certainly listen out for your answer in some of the other questions, because we'll be doing our best this evening to try and cover as much of the topic as possible. Now, I've actually known Liz for, I think, probably around 4 or 5 years now. We first met through an organisation called Alternatives here in London. And we pretty much kicked off our coaching journeys at similar times. And we've actually shared a lot of common interests and a lot of development over those years. And the one thing that I really come to admire about Liz is just her absolute determination and willingness to go deep into this process and to really find out who she is and why she's actually come to this earth. And that real dedication absolutely comes out in the work that she does, and I think she's doing incredible work helping people connect with why they're here as well. So I'm very excited about tonight's call, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the call Liz Cashin. How are you doing there, Liz?
Hey, Damien. Thank you. Wow, that's a lovely introduction. it's a real honour and a real privilege to be on the call tonight, and following your own journey over the last few years has been an inspiration to me as well. So it really is fantastic to be here on the call, so thank you for inviting me.
Awesome, welcome. Now, we've literally been inundated with people from all over the world for this call. It's really been a hot topic, so it's going to be a real fun evening this evening. Now, I thought I'd actually start you at the very top, Liz, and just ask you about what you actually mean when you talk about living life on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, I'd like to say I think it is a hot topic at the moment because, as we can see, especially in the current climate, there's a lot of fear around, a lot of old systems breaking down, and I think it's leading people to think about questions such as what is the purpose of their life and perhaps a bigger purpose in general. So I think it is a hot topic, especially at the moment. For me, I can divide it really into three sections. The first is it's about finding a purpose in everything in life. So understanding that everything happens for a reason and actually looking for the reason in everything is starting to understand that maybe there is a bigger picture to life. And as I started to look for that myself, then I opened up to a completely different way of being. And when you look for the purpose in things, then the purpose is revealed to you. And that's part of the magic, I find. The second part is actually looking for your own unique purpose. And I think that everybody brings their own unique talents, strengths, their own unique essence to the world. And for me, finding that unique purpose for ourselves as individuals, again, just opens us up to a completely different level of life, which is full of inspiration and passion and purpose. So that's the second part of living life on purpose for me. And, well, the third part really is that finding a higher purpose to life. So it's perhaps opening up to that question, you know, why are we here? Why are we as a people here? And that, to me, is a is a different level, it's a higher level, and that could be a religious answer for some people or a spiritual answer for others. But whatever is that means to the individual, and again, that's the key for me, it's whatever it means to you as an individual is finding that higher purpose and a higher reason for being. So if you incorporate all three of those, for me it's about waking up to the possibility that there is a deeper meaning and a purpose to life than perhaps what we had previously thought, and that maybe we're not just here by some random coincidence, but actually maybe there is a bigger picture going on and a higher purpose.
Mm. Excellent. That's really, really powerful. Now, I'm just going to, you said some really interesting things, Liz, so I'm just going to dig a little deeper in some of those areas.
Okay.
And I guess one of the real things that I'm finding interesting at the moment is the global context that we find ourselves in. And literally, there seems like just literally across the spectrum of the world, there's change happening at rapid rates across all spectrums of life. And for many people, this change has brought about like quantum shifts in thinking. It's brought up more questions than there are answers. And I was just wondering, like through the work that you do, have you found that's been an increasing trend for your clients? And I guess how have you helped people to sort of navigate their way through that?
I think a lot, as I said previously, of what is happening at the moment is all being driven because the old systems, the old hierarchical systems just aren't working, and which is bringing about a lot of fear for people. And I do see this with my clients. A lot of them are obviously being affected by what's happening around them. And what I'm helping them to do is just to reconnect with who they really are inside. And when you reconnect with who you really are and understand what you're here to do and what gifts that you bring, then you can help other people to do the same. And that kind of transcends the fear, if you like. It transforms the fear into something. Well, I suppose it's the opposite energy of fear, and which I believe to be love. And when you transform the fear into love, then there is no you realise that there is no fear, and then you can go and help other people to realise the same. And I think that's the shift that's happening at the moment. And the more of us who can really hold that space for other people and to help them along the journey, then I think the even bigger shifts are about to come in the world, and how we can all make a difference by going inside and reconnecting with who we really are and just being that in the world.
Mm. Excellent. And I guess the other big question I had was, does everyone's life have a purpose, or is it something that's reserved just for the fortunate few?
Now, some people in the old systems might think that it was reserved for the fortunate few, but I truly believe that everyone has a unique purpose, like I said before, to bring to the world. And I think we're all here to experience life in whatever form that may be, and that we're all here to make a difference in our own unique ways. And it's about rediscovering that within ourselves and then being it in the world and then using it to help other people in some form. And I do believe that our life's purpose does have to benefit at least one other person in some way. I think when we really reconnect with our purpose, it's about being that, and it's about giving that and sharing it with the world so that other people may benefit from it.
Mm. I love that as an idea. Like if you all said about just making a difference in one person's life, I think there'd be
absolutely
much joy to be shared around.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So love that whole idea of paying it forward as well. Where
I love that film. That was a great film.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, just one act of goodwill then passed around, and the cumulative effects of living in that kind of space is really phenomenal.
Absolutely, and even just as I say, in being who we are. I mean, I was at, just a little story, but I was at the hospital last week for something, and I ended up sitting next to an old man who was blind, and he was waiting for an X-ray. And we just had a chat for about 10 minutes, and it turns out that we both come from the same place originally. And, you know, we had a really inspiring little talk. And when I got up to leave, he said, oh, I don't want you to go. And I realized I'd made a difference just from being there and just from connecting with him that day. And I think we can all do that, you know. And I think when we're all essentially reconnecting with who we are, then we do have that connection with other people. It naturally comes when we kind of get rid of all the blocks and the limitations and who we thought we were and just reconnect with who we really are, then we do automatically connect and make a difference to other people.
Yeah, wow. Now, Liz, what I was wondering was, have you always known your own personal life purpose, or has it been a process of discovery for you?
Well, I definitely haven't always known it. In fact, for most of my life, I was completely shut off from it. And in fact, the reverse was true, that I just didn't realise what the purpose to life was. I didn't know why I was here. I'd had a very unhappy and traumatic childhood in many ways. Some of it was, unfortunately, a kind of social trend. And in fact, my parents divorced when I was only one. But then obviously that brought about lots of changes, and my mum remarried when I was six. But unfortunately, he was an emotional bully who made my life very, very difficult at home. And because I was kind of in that victim mentality, I became a target for bullies at school, who picked on me for being clever and posh, apparently. And unfortunately, when I was 13, I was involved in a tragic accident in a school sports day, in which I threw a javelin and it hit a class friend of mine, and she died. And it was absolutely devastating, as you can imagine, as a 13-year-old child who was already in a very unhappy mindset. And 25 or so, given my age away, years ago, unfortunately, there was no counselling or any help at that time to help me to come to terms with what had happened. And so I took on some very, very negative beliefs about myself. I blamed myself entirely, even though it had been a complete accident. As a 13-year-old, I couldn't process that rationally, and so internalised a lot of blame and guilt and carried that with me. And so that led me to just ask questions, you know, why was I born? What was the purpose of this? Why had I been born to bring about this misery? And so completely the opposite to knowing my life purpose at that point. I just really couldn't understand why I was here. And that led me in my 20s on to a path of self-abuse and self-destruction. I thought I deserved to be punished, and so I punished myself, basically. And you know, I didn't really care at that point whether I lived or not. And so it was a very difficult time for me. But one thing was that I'd always had a dream, and that was to go traveling. And I could never see beyond that, but it was just always this dream that I had. And 6 years ago, a series of events led to me actually doing a 16-month world trip, which was just absolutely amazing. And I was able to move away from all my old habits and kind of negative patterns in life that I'd created. And spending time on a beach in South Goa in India, and just having some space and connecting with nature, just enabled me to begin to reconnect with who I really am inside. And during that time, I met lots of amazing people and was given lots of books to read, and I started opening up to the possibility that everything happens for a reason, and that maybe there is a bigger picture to our lives. And that kind of opened me up to the possibility then, well, if everything happens for a reason, what is the reason that I went through everything that I went through in my life? And in asking that question and opening up to new possibilities. I started to realise how much I'd learned from everything that I'd been through, and in that learning, how much I would now be able to help other people to transcend tragedy or challenges that they may have in their life. And that started to give my life a meaning and a purpose. And obviously that's inspired and motivated me to do what I now do, and that's to help people to wake up, to become conscious to the possibility that their own lives have a purpose, and that life in general has a purpose. And I'm so passionate now and so full of purpose, and I'm living a completely different life than I used to. And I really believe that we're on the forefront now of a new age which is all about self-realization and self-actualization. And I think that in finding a deeper purpose to life, we then find a connection to other people. And in that connection, we realize there is no separation, and we just really want to help each other. And in that way, we can all now help to change the world.
Mm. Wow. That's a phenomenal place to arrive at, that it is just that everything happens for a reason, particularly going through such a traumatic early start to your life. Like just to arrive at that space is really phenomenal in itself. But the fact that you've, I guess, used that as a springboard to inspire you to actually share your message and just reach out and connect with other people, really is something quite special.
Thank you.
And the other really interesting thing there as well, like there were so many interesting things that you just mentioned there, Liz, but the whole process of self-actualization and self-realization, and also the real theme there of connection to other people and seeing your life as not just in service to your own destiny, but also like a collaborative place of service and interaction with other people.
Absolutely.
Now, is that something, do you think, that's can actually give people a real different insight into why they're here?
Like I said earlier on the call, I think, you know, with your life purpose, it has to involve at least one other person. And I think that at the moment, many of the problems of the world are occurring because people think that they're all separate from each other. And I believe that in going inside and reconnecting with who you are and realizing that actually we are essentially all connected in some way, that it automatically gives us more of a purpose and more of a reason to help each other, because if you and I are not separate, then how could I hurt you? Because I'm in essence, then I'll be hurting myself. And I think in that realization, you know, the more people that do connect with that and help other people to connect with that, then we really can transform the world.
Oh. And I look, with your story alone, Liz, it's certainly phenomenal and very inspirational for many people, just on its own. And I was just wondering, just in addition to just being a shining example of being able to step into your purpose, are there any other tips or techniques that you use to actually help people feel more connected to their life's purpose?
Well, it's quite interesting because this summer I was actually in the process of mapping out a novel that I want to write, which is kind of based around my life's lessons and my life's journey, but built into a story. And I was mapping that out, and the acronym LIVIT came into my mind, and I thought, LIVIT? How does that fit into what I'm writing here? And I thought, okay, I'll go with it. I'll trust my intuition. And I just wrote the letters out, LIVIT, and then one by one, what the letters stood for were given to me, and the Livit system was born, if you like. And once I'd written it down and was able to then kind of look at it, I realized just what a very powerful system it is in helping people to live their lives on purpose. So would it help if I just go through the letters and tell you what they all mean?
Yeah,
okay. So L, the first letter, is L is for letting go of who you think you are. And that, to me, is such a powerful statement just in itself, because a lot of people don't realize that who they think they are isn't actually who they really are. And people don't realize that their thoughts aren't actually who they really are. And I, again, was kind of given an analogy recently in an inspired thought. It's like, I believe when we're born, if you imagine like a glass bowl, a glass bowl, and it's a glass bowl of pure potential. And depending on what your spiritual beliefs are, you may think that you've come in with karmic patterns or whatever from other lives. But what happens is you then begin to experience the world as a baby and as a child. And up to the age of 7, you're literally absorbing everything that you see without question. You're like a sponge. And for example, if somebody in your life keeps saying, oh, don't be stupid, that's stupid, you can't separate from the fact that they just might be saying that as a phrase. You actually take that on as a belief, perhaps, I am stupid. And that becomes, if you imagine the glass bowl, like a ball in the glass bowl. So I am stupid is a ball that you put into the bowl, or I am not good enough is a ball that you put into the bowl, if that makes sense. And as you go through your life, you keep adding balls into the bowl until the bowl is then full of all these different balls. And then you associate all the balls with I am, for example, I am Liz. But actually, that's not who I really am. Who I really am is the glass bowl of pure potential underneath. Mm. And I always have the choice and the possibility and the option to take any of those balls out I like and just go back to the pure potential and possibility of creating anything that I choose. And in realizing that, then it gives me choice as to who I now choose to be. And so I can let go of anything that I don't choose to be anymore, and I can create, if you like, put different balls in the bowl of who I really choose to be. And so that's the first letter of the Livit system, is letting go of who you think you are and rediscovering who you really are. And in doing that, you need to let go of other people's expectations. You've got to give up blaming and complaining, which is a difficult one for a lot of people. You have to give up fear. And you have to take 100% responsibility for everything that you then experience in life. And I'm not saying that you have to beat yourself up with that. It's about taking responsibility for how you now choose to be in the world. And we all have that right to choose who we are. So it's taking 100% responsibility for that and being totally at cause in your life and not at effect. And that's about the living life on purpose. It's not about having life happen to you. It's about consciously creating your life and choosing who you want to be. So that's the first letter.
Right.
The second one, the I, is for intention. And I talk about what intention is and how we can use it in order to help us to consciously create our lives. So it's about letting the universe know what you want. That's intention. It's a really powerful thought. So I talk about that and how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
The V is values, vision, and visualization. So values are really what's important to us in life. And we all have values, whether we realize it or not. That's the part of the way that our mind is ordered, that we have things that are more important to us than others, and we live our life in accordance with what's important to us. And we've got this hierarchy of values, starting with what's, you know, really important to us and moving down the scale. if what you're doing in life isn't in alignment with your highest values, then you're not going to feel motivated or inspired to do them. So, for example, if you're in a job, if one of your highest values is maybe to make a positive contribution to the world and make a difference, and you're in a job that bores you and you can't see any kind of purpose to it at all, you're obviously never going to feel inspired and motivated to go to work, which, you know, that sounds quite simple, but, you know, how many people are living those lives right now who are doing those jobs where they're just not happy and they're not motivated or inspired, and they have a choice. They can choose now to step out of that and to understand what's really important to them and to create a vision of how they ideally want their life to be that's in alignment with their highest values. So that's the V. That's the V. The E is for energy. And I talk about what is energy, the different forms of energy, and how raising our energy, we can attract more of what we want in life and less of what we don't. And, you know, there's emotional energy, there's physical energy, there's different types of energy. So I go into those different types and how we can align ourselves to the highest level of energy, which then, using the law of attraction, we're going to attract more of what we want into our lives. So the second I is for inspiration and intuition. And when we get in touch with who we really are, then we can learn to tune into our inner guidance system that always knows what we want and is always directing us towards it. A lot of people ask me, well, how can I recognize what's intuition and what's not? And there is a way, and it's about learning to recognize the difference in your own system between what is your internal chatter and what is an inspired thought and what is intuition. And there are definite differences. And the more that I've learned to calm my own mind and to tune into who I really am, then the more I know what my intuition is, and I can calm down the mental chatter or, you know, kind of not attach to it, and then I'm able to follow my intuition, which always gives me very clear signals when I pay attention. And how many people do we know who say they, for example, are entering into a relationship and then the relationship goes wrong and they say, I knew from the beginning it wasn't going to work out. So their intuition was always telling them, it's just that they were choosing not to go on that, you know, to follow their own advice. So I just help people to really learn how to tune into that, so that they are being intuitively guided. And the last letter, which is important for all the above, is trust. And this has been a key lesson that I've learned in my own life, because going through difficult challenges in childhood and being very fearful, trust was something that I had very little of, especially in myself. You know, having been through something so traumatic, how could I trust myself? Because I knew that, you know, I could do awful things, and awful things had happened. And so that was just an incredible, it's been an incredible, and it's an ongoing process for me about learning to trust myself, to tune into my own inner guidance and trusting in that, and trusting that there is a higher purpose to life, trusting that everything is happening for a reason, and also trusting that everyone is doing the best that they can with what they know and where they are in their lives. And a lot of people struggle with this one when I first introduce it, because they're saying, well, I'm not doing the best that I can because I could do a lot better. But it's not about you're not living your highest potential. It's about you're doing the best that you can with everything that you've done so far in your life, and with the limiting beliefs that might be running in your unconscious. You know, there's lots of things happening unconsciously, and they can perhaps stop us from doing what we really want to do. And so everyone is doing the best that they can with what they know, and that really helps me when I'm with other people who perhaps aren't acting in complete, what I would see as complete integrity. I just understanding that they're doing the best that they can with what they know at that moment in time is really helps me to just let go of any other feelings that might have come up around that. So, trusting yourself, learning to keep agreements that you make. A lot of people don't trust themselves on an unconscious level because they're always breaking agreements, even if it's, you know, saying yes to your friend that you'll go out with them on Friday, knowing full well that actually you don't want to go and that you'll come up with some excuse on the Friday. Internally, that's doing you so much damage because you're it's a little lie, even though it might seem like a small thing, that these things cumulatively all help to build a mistrust of ourselves. So it's about keeping your own agreements. It's about being authentically yourself and being in integrity and keeping to your values. And all of these things take courage, I find. You said at the beginning of the call, and thank you for saying that, that I've been really determined to, you know, find out who I really am and live my life on purpose. And it does take that determination, I find, and that courage and that willingness to just keep going. And, you know, if you do stumble, we all stumble. That's part of the journey, I think. And it's just, you know, picking yourself back up and carrying on and just remembering these the live it principle, the system principles really helps me just to get back in the flow again and keep living my life on purpose.
Wow.
So that's amazing. Live it system.
That's phenomenal. You just covered just a wealth of ideas there. I'm just going to repeat the system for people that are at home taking notes. And so the L in the LIVET system stands for letting go. I stands for intention.
Yep.
B stands for values, vision, and visualization. Stands for energy. I stands for inspiration and intuition. And the T stands for trust. Phenomenal wisdom in there. Now, Liz, we have so many questions that have come in through the site, so is it okay if I just ask?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, that's great.
Great. Okay, cool. So we have a question from Carol, and Carol's in the United Kingdom. And Carol asks, how can I clear very difficult childhood experiences to live the life that I want to lead?
Well, I can identify a lot with Carol's question, and thank you so much, Carol, for asking it. And I think the first step is, which is actually the second step in the Live It system, is setting clear intention that this is what you want to happen. So for any process that I do now, the first thing I do is set clear intention of what I want to happen. And again, that's just kind of giving that message to the universe that this is my intention, this is what I want. So setting clear intention, which I'm sure by the sounds of it, even writing it in, that is your intention, which is great. The second thing is to trust, which is the last letter of the Live It system, trust that it is in the process of manifesting. And just in that trust, there can be a kind of a relief in itself that actually it is unfolding exactly as it should right now. And I think another thing that would really help Carol is understanding that everything that happened to her, and obviously I don't know what that was, but that everything did happen for a reason. And that perhaps in looking for the positive learnings of everything that she's been through and everything that she's learned from that, that she can begin to see those experiences from a different perspective, from a higher perspective. And in that higher perspective, again, automatically it's changing those difficult childhood experiences into something that she's learned from and maybe something that she may be able to share with other people. But even if that's not it, just even in understanding her own journey. And I'd also say lastly that maybe if she has taken on some negative beliefs because of the difficult childhood experiences, that, you know, the best thing that that Carol can do is to get some help with releasing those, and that's exactly what I did. You know, there's so many things these days, coaching, NLP, hypnotherapy, the theta healing, all different healing processes, counseling, psychotherapy, whatever she feels drawn to, and that's important as well, whichever one that she believes will be able to help her, to just release any of those limiting beliefs that she may have taken on board as a result of what happened. Mm. So that's what I would suggest.
We're just so blessed today to have access to all these different modalities.
Absolutely.
In the realm of healing, and just sort of drawing back to what you mentioned earlier on in the call, when that tragic accident happened, there just weren't the systems or the kind of thinking that could guide you through that. But I'll turn the clock forward to today. There's a whole different world in terms of what people can do to process that belief, to get support for the challenges that they're confronting. It really is a very, very different place. And it's continuing to unfold in that way in a very rapid way. So anyone who is out there thinking that there isn't the facilities out there to support them through any kind of trauma, there certainly is. And hopefully even just through these simple calls, just listening to inspiring teleseminars each week can literally help you shift into a completely different space.
Absolutely. And I find a lot of clients who come to me and they're saying, you know, I feel like I should be able to just let this go. And I feel that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, feel that they should be able to, you know, get over whatever they've been through, and to just by themselves to be able to just consciously, because they know that they don't want it anymore, to let go of something. And actually, by the very nature of the beliefs that we have, they're so deeply embedded within our unconscious minds. And us as individuals can't consciously get in touch with it because they're in our unconscious minds. And so we do need another person to be able to help us to, you know, be like detectives, if you like, and go looking for those unconscious beliefs that we've got stored. And we have, if they're very painful, then we've got a lot of protection around them. And again, that protection comes in all different forms, and it will take somebody else who is skilled in being able to uncover limiting beliefs to help us to really get to the root cause of what's actually holding us back, and then to be able to release it. And there are so many techniques that this can be done so easily these days that I would really encourage anybody who's, you know, not living their lives in the way that they really want to live to just, you know, go and get some help. There is so much help out there, as, you know, you were saying. And and it's not by any measure something that says there's something wrong with you, or that, you know, that just you're a failure or whatever, because you need to go and get help. Actually, I think it's a really, really strong thing for people to be able to say, you know what, I don't want to live like this anymore. I really deserve to live a better life. I really want to live a better life. And I'm determined and willing and committed to do whatever it takes to achieve that. And that's what I make sure with anybody who comes to me for coaching. They have to be ready, willing, determined, and committed to living a life that they love. And then I will do anything in my power to enable them to do that and to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can certainly endorse that as well. When you have clients come to you that are in that space where they just really want to shift, then absolutely, like miracles can transcend in that space.
Absolutely.
Just that real willingness to step into the unknown and step into that place of truth really is phenomenally powerful.
And even if people feel that at the moment, they don't have that strength, just set the intention that you'll find it. You know, ask for help. Just ask whoever, and, you know, ask God, universe, whatever. Just ask. Set the intention, set clear intention that help will be given to you, that you will find the courage, that you will find the strength, and then just see what miracles turn up.
Now, that's leading very nicely to the next question, because there are many people out there that They're fine once they actually get moving, but actually taking that first step can be very, very difficult for a lot of people.
Mm.
And just had a question from Ada in Nigeria. And Ada asks, how do I get off my seat and make a start?
Well, I think, yeah, what I've just said would be a great start is just setting clear intention of what you want, even if you don't know what you want, just setting clear intention that what you want will be shown to you. Very often, then, obviously, it is shown to you. It's just setting that clear intention that your purpose will be revealed, that you will be given the steps to take, that help will be given to you. Whatever it is that you want to happen, set that clear intention. And I am sure that you will be given the next step to take. Another thing you can do is understanding more of who you are and what your unique gifts and talents are, what your values are, that will enable you to create an inspiring vision around that. And that vision will compel you. I can speak through personal experience. I'm sure you can too, Damon, that when you have an inspiring vision, you cannot not get off your seat. You've got to. You've got to keep taking those steps, and you are compelled to create it. You've given your unconscious mind clear instruction with an inspiring vision of what you want, and it is almost like magic the way you're just shown the steps one by one to create that.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that completely. Like, it is literally, once you're on that path, it is impossible to get off it. Like,
yeah.
It is. And you connect that place inside of you. Yeah, it's so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and sometimes I think I want to get off, but then I realise no, I don't. I just maybe want to sit down. I just want to sit down for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And enjoy the view.
Yeah.
But it's not possible to stop, I don't think, once you start. And you really don't want to, because it's such a different way of being, and it's such a, you know, as challenging as it is sometimes. And I think if you're living your life on purpose, if you're following your life's purpose, it's not the easiest path to take necessarily by the definition, I think, because it's in the challenge that you grow. And as you grow, you find more meaning and more purpose. And so it's understanding that as well, that just because you found your life's purpose doesn't mean that everything's just going to be lovely and smooth, although it may be. But, you know, I believe that it's in following your life's purpose, there are challenges. And actually, I look forward to those challenges now, because I know that in them are the keys to my growth, and that my awareness expands as I learn the lessons, as I move through the challenges. So it's about embracing the life challenges, I think, and looking for the lessons as you move along the path. And it's about enjoying the journey as well. You know, let's not forget, it's because some people think, oh, when I get this, then I'll be happy. When I, you know, get some money, then I'll do this. And it's about being who you are right now as you take those steps towards your inspiring vision.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing. But just the road less traveled is a real, yeah, like, it can be terrifying for people, but like stepping onto that path and really just really allowing yourself to fully experience what it is to be human and to be alive.
Yes.
There really isn't
yeah.
any feeling in the world better than that. And whatever you
exactly.
you find in that quest is going to be gold. The
yeah.
mishaps, the real triumphs. Really, it's all such a magical path to take, and so many golden experiences just flow from that intention of stepping onto that path.
Mm. I don't know about you, I love Harry Potter. Did you read all the Harry Potter books?
I've seen the movies, but I haven't
read
the books.
Movies, yeah. But I always loved the Harry Potter books, and now that I realise what a magical path that we are on. I realise why I loved Harry Potter so much, because I think we all have, you know, the capacity to create magic in our lives. And when you're on that path, miracles do and can happen, you know, and coincidences happen all the time now in my life. And people say, well, how do you know they're not just coincidences? And I say, well, even if they are, they're happening they're happening so often that it's working out pretty well. And then noticing though, you know, I set the intention for something and then it shows up, and you know, and it's something that I don't believe would have appeared if I hadn't set clear intention and then just expected it to appear in some form. And I love it, and every time a coincidence in inverted commas happens now, I smile, you know, and I just give thanks, because it is an amazing world we live in. And you know, just when you learn a few of the secrets, you know, you too can create a magical life, and that's really what I'm passionate, I think, about sharing with other people now.
Great. Now we have a question from Marianne in the United Kingdom on the topic of trust. And Marianne asks, trusting that it is possible and that I can do it, how not to give in to the little negative voices, how to stay centered and clear when everything on the outside seems to say, no, why bother, you're never going to make it.
Oh, yes, I know this one very well. Well, I think the first bit, trusting that it's possible and that I can do it, I think that's what she said. Yeah. I think they're two separate things. So first of all, trusting that it's possible, and that comes back to the step 6 in the Live It system about trust. And even if at this moment in time it might be difficult for people to trust it, that everything is happening for a reason and, you know, everything's happening as it should and that there's a bigger picture, just being open to the possibility that these things are true will open the door. And then as people then experience things within their life, things happening, coincidences, you know, things manifesting, then the trust will build, I think. Because it is difficult for some people. I know it was for me to just trust. You know, you say, oh, just trust. And it's like, well, if it was that easy, you know. And trust actually, I think, comes from experiencing, and then we build on those experiences, and then we can build on that trust. And so just being open to the possibility that it is possible, I think, will help to open that door for Marianne. And the second one was that she can do it, trusting that she can do it. Now that, if she doesn't believe that she can do it, again, just being open to the possibility that she can do it will help to kind of loosen that. And it suggests that there might be some limiting belief in there that she can't do it. So as we were talking about before, just getting help from a coach or somebody to just have a look at that and, you know, remove that belief might be a good step for her to take. The negative voices inside the head. Now, I just want to reassure that everybody has that voice. I'm sure you can agree with me, Damien, but we all have the voice that chatters with inside our heads, and sometimes it's not very nice, and sometimes it's not very pretty. And I think for most of my life, it was really the voice that I listened to, you know, that voice that told me that I wasn't good enough, that I was useless, that I was unlovable, all these horrible things that I believed about myself. And what I've realized now is that voice isn't who I really am. That voice is coming from those limiting beliefs, that fear that might be residing in the unconscious. And just even knowing that helps to detach from it. And if she can begin to just perhaps detach from that voice and just begin to observe her thoughts, but not attach to them. So in realizing that voice isn't her, and that actually reconnecting inside, so breathing into who she really is and understanding that there is that part inside her that is who she really is, that is relaxed, that is peaceful, that is happy, that is contented, that is who she really is, and breathing into that space and just maybe on the out-breath letting go of the negative voice. Just any time that she feels that voice is, you know, taking over, to just detach from it, to observe it and to breathe into who she really is. I find that that was really, really helpful for me. And having a really clear vision about where she really wants to be. Again, you know, we're going back to the same things, but I go back to the same things because they really work. You know, that's all part of this Live It system and why I'm so passionate about that now. And she can keep affirming what it is that she really wants. That helps as well. And learning to trust in herself and to tune into her own intuition and her own inner guidance, even if everyone else seems to be telling her that she can't do it. You know, what I find is that, you know, throughout my journey, I've had people say, oh, just go back to work, just do this, and I've just inside, I've known, you know, even though it's been such a challenging space sometimes, and to other people, it may seem that I was just, you know, I don't know, just to them, it may have seemed crazy, but to me, I was following my heart, and I had to follow it, you know, I had to follow my passion and my intuition. And so it's in learning to do that that I'm able to have the strength to do that, even though other people around me may not totally understand what I'm doing. And, you know, other people tell you that you can't do it, sometimes from their own fear, because they don't believe that they can do it. Or just because, you know, they're coming from a loving space. They don't want you to be hurt or, you know, to fail or whatever. But when you understand that there is no failure, that everything you go through in life, you can learn from and use that as a positive step towards what you really want, then, again, you know, you can just let other people's opinions go, and you can thank them for caring about you enough to actually, you know, want to protect you. But, you know, learning to trust yourself and to follow your own intuition, you will be guided towards what it is that you really want to do in life. And the other thing is, you know, she can join a peer group. I think it's really important, especially if you're on a path of self-discovery and, like we said, self-realization, to get some support. And whether that's like-minded people, you know, you and I were alternatives, Damon. That's a fantastic place to be, or to just find some to start a group. You know, to start a group with other like-minded people. Just put a little ad somewhere in it. You know, in a local shop or in a magazine or something, but just to really connect with other people who are on a similar path to you and who can really support you and challenge you as well, you know, along the path. And you can also do that in a professional capacity, again, by getting a coach or somebody else who's going to be totally on your side and help you to go on that inner journey inside, to remove any blocks and to hold you to your inspiring vision and to, you know, to hold you accountable and help you to take those steps to making it a reality. So I hope that's helped.
You know, I think that could be the biggest challenge for so many people, is that if they do step out onto the path, that maybe it's going to be a very lonely path and that no one else in the world is on this path except for them. But one thing that I've found, like the actual connections that I've made on the path have been just so exquisite and so inspiring. And, like the actual richness and texture that they've added to my life has really been stunningly breathtaking.
Absolutely.
And I know many people share that kind of viewpoint as well, that have sort of risen up and met their fears and stepped out anyway. The connections that they make are really, really phenomenal.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like I said before, it can take courage to step out of the path that other people are taking. And, you know, when the majority of people around you are still asleep, I call it, you know, they're not consciously aware that actually they have a choice and, you know, they're not who they think they are and all those things, it can take a lot of courage. And if you're the only one and other people look at you and you're doing something different, you know, that takes a lot for people to actually step out and choose to be different, but in, you know, and trusting again that what they're doing is for their highest good and that will bring them, you know, happiness and a life that they really love. And so being around other people who absolutely are on the same path can really help to let you know that, you know, you're not you're not going mad, you're not on your own, you're not crazy, you're absolutely... But, you know, you're really finding the purpose and, yeah, and that together, actually, through the connections that you make, who knows what will happen? I find that myself through collaborations with other inspiring people. I mean, the power of collaboration is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And so I just highly recommend everybody to, yeah, find some like-minded people to travel the path with.
Yeah, it's very good advice. Now, Liz, our hour has flown this evening.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Literally, feels like we just got on the phone. But, wow, you've shared so many incredible insights over the past hour. And like, I know that I've learned a tremendous amount just by just listening to what you've shared this evening. And that's coming from a space of knowing you very well and... Yeah, and just being able to watch your progress personally over the last 4 or 5 years. But I know for people on the call who have listened over the past hour will have been in that space of real connection to your message as well. And I was just wondering if you could share with people how they can stay in touch with you and find out more about the work that you do, either through coaching or mm-hmm. workshops.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I have a website, which is www.lizcashin.com, but it's Liz with an S for Sierra, L-I-S, lizcashin.com. And on there I give, if people sign up on the home page to give their name and email address, then I can send them, it's a, kind of like a beginner's guide to the LIVIT system. So if people have been interested by what they've heard on the call, they can go and sign up for that and receive 7 different emails, which will give them a little bit more insight into the system. I also have an ebook for sale on the website, which again goes into more depth on the system, and there's for each letter, and there's some of my own personal life experiences and how I've used the system and how I've come to learn about the system and different exercises that they can do in their own lives to help them to create their lives on purpose. So there's that on the site. And I'm running a workshop in Guildford in Surrey on Saturday the 29th of November, which is around living life on purpose. And it's an experiential workshop. So anyone who signs up to the workshop will get a copy of the ebook for free, and which they can have a read of before they come to the workshop. And then the workshop itself will be very experiential, doing a lot of different exercises, and people will be creating their own personal vision based around their values. So that's something really inspiring that they will leave with by the end of the workshop. So that's coming up. And then there's an early bird discount on that. It's £87, but just before next Wednesday, otherwise it's going up to £107. So if anybody's interested, please do book before Wednesday to get that discount.
Great. And the best place to book, is it through your website, Lisa?
Yeah, that's on the e-book's on the products page of the website, and they can just book through there. You can click through from there. Or if anybody wants to email me, it's just liz@lizcashin.com. So again, it's Liz, L-I-S. And I'd love to just to get feedback from people, or, you know, any comments, queries, or anything that people may have. And I also obviously do one-to-one coaching, and I can do that over the telephone, so it could be anywhere, or face-to-face, and that's in Guildford. And I usually coach people for about minimum of about 3 months if they're just looking to really connect with their own purpose and to integrate it into their lives. Or if people have powerful beliefs that may be holding them back, I do deliver breakthrough sessions where I work with people for a whole day, and we keep going through their whole life history looking for patterns, and we get right through to a core belief that might be holding them back, and we shift it and put some really empowering beliefs in instead. And they are absolutely amazing transformations in people's lives. And if people want to know more about that, there's testimonials and there's information about that on my website as well.
Great. Amazing. Well, Liz, we've come to the end of our call, and I just really wanted to take this opportunity just to absolutely acknowledge you for the incredible work that you're doing in the world. I've had the, as I said earlier on, the good fortune of just watching you progress, and I think you've just done remarkable things over the last 4 years, and I feel very, very privileged to be your friend and watch you grow. And I know that in the future there are many, many, many more people that are going to be touched and inspired by your life's journey. And yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge you for being on this path, and also acknowledge you for giving so freely of your time and energy this evening.
Thank you, Damien. And the same right back at you. Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me on the call. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Cool. And also just wanted to thank each and every single one of our People You Should Meet listeners. It's just so inspiring to have you on the calls each week, participating in this really inspirational dialogue that's happening. And it's not... it's not a dialogue that's reserved for the special few. It really is a global conversation literally connecting people all over the world. And it's just really inspiring to see all the different countries that people come from that are tuning in each week. And wherever you are listening in the world, I just wanted to acknowledge you for doing amazing things and really stepping into your power and being the very best that you can be. So, thanks for tuning into the calls, and we look forward to having you all on a peopleyoushouldmeet.com call very soon. And thanks again, Liz.
Thank you. Bye.